Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. So they say you can't plan for the unexpected, but whoever said that obviously didn't know about Aflac. You probably know the Aflac Duck, but you might not know what Aflac can do for you. For example, did you know they pay cash that can help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover? If you get sick or injured, Aflac pays cash that can be put towards copays and deductibles to even non-medical expenses like rent or your mortgage payments. It's completely up to you. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit MidAmerica shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Remember, the quiet ones always have the darkest secrets. It's time to uncover them on Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
Diddy and Jay-Z, two names that have been making the news quite prominently the last few weeks, with accusations flying now against both of them. Of course, Diddy in that federal investigation and multiple civil suits, Jay-Z named in a civil suit. Brought on by Tony Busby, claiming that Jay-Z back in 2000 participated in the rape of a 13-year-old along with Diddy. These are the allegations. Of course, Jay-Z and both Diddy denying all of it. Jay-Z putting out a very scathing letter, calling it a blackmail attempt, and also talking about how he's going to have to talk to his daughters about this and how damaging an accusation like this can be. And of course, denying all of it. Joining me to discuss, Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. Let's talk about this. Jay-Z calling it a blackmail attempt. Tony Busby saying it was a demand letter, very standard. Why don't you give us some insight into that from the legal front?
Yeah, so in terms of what's going on, of course, it depends on who you ask. But in looking at it, blackmail, extortion, those kind of things, they usually require some threat and some unlawful act. Like if you don't give me money, I'm going to break your kneecap, something okay. Like that. Here, as you said, you know, this was the plaintiff's attorney sending a demand letter requesting a mediation. Jay-Z can characterize it however they want, but it's a pretty common practice in the personal injury world and nothing overly problematic, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it sounds like. I mean, it very much, I was in shock that this went out. I mean, essentially the dynamics of a demand letter in this case seemed to be, what, give us not necessarily money. It was more have some sort of a consultation, you said?
Yeah, exactly. A mediation is what was requested. Now, from a mediation, usually there's a request for a settlement. But the specific request in the letter was mediation.
Obviously, if this is a civil event, I don't think anybody would have been going into it going, just say you're sorry. There probably was going to be some sort of monetary demand, but he never went that far. obviously this can be very, very damaging to one's reputation and such. But Jay-Z coming out saying this is all BS, I'm going to expose you for doing this. Is this a wise move? I obviously it probably depends if he's guilty of these crimes or not, but let's say he's not. Let's say he did nothing of the sort. Is this still a wise move? A lot of people, even in these situations, they truly had nothing to do with things. They will settle to avoid the scrutiny.
Oh, right. I'm in favor of Jay-Z's move here. And I think it's something that Diddy didn't do in the early hours of his legal saga that went on. And what happened is we saw, you know, the social narrative became controlled by the government and by the plaintiff's attorneys, the accusers, in Diddy's case. And he didn't really get a chance to have a say until it was too late. And now people are sort of mocking his measures in doing that. I think Jay-Z is right to try to get out in front of this and try to control the narrative on his end.
How is something like this, or how do you expect something like this to play out now? Obviously, this is civil, it's not criminal, but a lot of people are looking at this with eyebrows raised. I mean, there's been rumblings for years about Jay-Z, just rumors, I mean, just as there is with so many big-name celebrities. But that's just what they have been, rumors. We haven't seen a lot of, at least publicly, we are unaware of other accusations or settlements involving Jay-Z in the past. Where do you think this goes from here?
It'll be interesting to watch because, it's a claim from 2000. So 24 years ago.
Yes.
People's memories over time fade and it's unclear what evidence was actually secured at the time. Probably nothing. Mm-hmm. And what evidence is going to back up the accuser's testimony? Now her testimony is going to be evidence. There are going to be depositions. There are going to be, requests for production of materials and information that's all standard in a civil case. Mm-hmm. But are they going to be able to drum up really the ammunition the plaintiff needs in order to prove this against Jay-Z, or will it remain kind of a he said, she said thing?
I mean, if you were the attorney representing the plaintiff in this, how confident would you feel in this case going forward that you're going to get anything for this? What kind of liabilities is Tony Busby taking on by going forward and making these claims and putting his name out there?
I would have some concerns about the provability of the case. And look, if the defendants were not Diddy and Jay-Z, would this case have even been brought? I'm not so sure it would. Just a regular person saying, hey, 24 years ago, this person sexually assaulted me. Well, proven, you know? Yeah. But I think that the plaintiffs in this case thought, oh, we got Diddy and Jay-Z. They don't want their high profile names to be smeared. And so they're going to pay us something. Well, lo and behold, they didn't pay something. And so now we've got to see kind of how this plays out. Tony Busby has some risk on his end. He's got to verify before he files a civil lawsuit that there is support and a good faith belief that these allegations are credible. Is that just talking with his client and taking what they said at face value? I'm not sure that's enough.
What is the bar for that to make sure that you're going in on good faith? Is there a bar for it? Or is it just kind of like, well, I'm going to take a bet here and hope that what I do have pans out. And if it doesn't, I would think there'd be some liability of putting someone's name out there like Jay-Z in this, because there's going to be irreputable damage regardless of how this turns out. Is there liability where Busby could face a legal backlash just for doing that if it's deemed that he didn't have enough to bring this?
I think technically having his client's statement and doing their best to investigate it and say, hey, this looks pretty good. That's probably going to be enough for him for Busby to avoid any ethical issues. Mm-hmm. But the legal issues are what could be problematic. If it comes out that this statement was fabricated or inaccurate, certainly Jay-Z and Diddy and those teams are going to go after Busby, not only the plaintiff, but Busby, probably the attorney, for defamation, for stating something falsely that injured the defendant's reputation. And that could be to the tune of millions upon millions of dollars. So it's high stakes on both sides.
Is this something that could like take out Busby as an attorney if he were to be sued, or is there like insurance for this sort of thing that would, cover him for, errors and omissions or whatever it may be classified as?
So usually most attorney, any responsible attorney has malpractice insurance. Of course, sure. We do. But the coverage on that is usually low seven figures, like 1 million or 2 million, mm-hmm. something like that. If Busby were to be sued for defamation by Jay-Z and lose, you know, Jay-Z is probably going to say, hey, I lost $100 million on this. I don't have these partnerships anymore.
Yeah.
I don't have this ongoing livelihood. Could that bankrupt Busby if Jay-Z won the subsequent defamation suit? Absolutely. And Jay-Z has got the PR team and ammunition mm-hmm. to really make Busby look like a fool if they want to.
Yeah, I mean, it's a risky game, without a doubt, to be in this sort of a situation. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again, after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please!
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words. When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.